This week on The Marquee, we've got tough guys and literary teens. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, and Arnold Schwarzenegger join forces in The Expendables 3 to defeat Mel Gibson after he takes some of their team hostage. Boasting the series' largest cast, just a few of the new faces include Harrison Ford, Wesley Snipes, and Antonio Banderas.
In the big-screen adaptation of Lois Lowry's award-winning children's novel, The Giver, Brenton Thwaites plays Jonas, a boy who's given the challenging task of storing memories for his entire community. And when he begins his training with an old man known as The Giver, played by Jeff Bridges, he discovers the truth about their seemingly perfect society.
In Let's Be Cops, two struggling roommates play dress-up and find themselves enjoying the power and recognition of being LAPD officers. Their game of make-believe takes a serious turn when they become entangled in a real investigation involving the mob and crooked cops. Let's Be Cops gets a lot of things right when it comes to being a crass comedy. Its worst crime is being just a little too long for its own good.
Also opening in Columbus, Woody Allen's latest Magic in the Moonlight stars Colin Firth as a successful 1920s magician who sets out to discredit a pretty young American medium, played by Emma Stone. Though it has all of the elements of a delightful rom-com, the pieces just don't fit together, mostly because the cast feels awkward and completely ill-prepared.
Opening at the Gateway, the documentary Dinosaur 13 unearths the struggle of paleontologist Peter Larson to excavate the largest and most complete T-Rex skeleton ever discovered.
For my pick this week, I'll go with The Giver. Though the fact that it didn't screen for press is a bit suspicious, the cast suggests that it could be worth a look.
Normally, I'd recommend guilty pleasure garbage like The Expendables 3, but the PG-13 rating is a real turnoff for me, so check out the very adult Let's Be Cops instead.
Or if the latest batch of August releases doesn't have you racing out to the box office, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Muppets Most Wanted. When the Muppets head out on a world tour, they end up in the middle of a string of jewel heists after their fearless leader Kermit is forced to trade places with Constantine, the most dangerous frog in the world. Action-packed and often hilariously clever, with loads of outrageous celebrity cameos, the latest Muppet caper is still one of my favorite films of the year.
Marlon Wayans returns in the horror spoof A Haunted House 2. After moving in with his new girlfriend and her children, they are plagued by unexplainable paranormal activities.
Disney Nature's latest release, Bears, follows a family of brown bears, a mother and her two young cubs, as they struggle to survive a year in the Alaskan wilderness. Playful and dramatic and absolutely gorgeous, it's another noteworthy nature doc, but the narration by John C. Reilly feels out of place.
In Locke, Tom Hardy plays Ivan Locke, a dedicated family man and successful construction foreman. On the long journey home from work, he must handle a series of stressful personal and professional problems via phone that have life-changing consequences.
Based on the short story by Alice Munro, Hate Ship, Love Ship stars Kristen Wiig as a lonely caretaker who's manipulated into falling in love with a man who barely knows her, only to end up transforming the lives of those around her. It definitely isn't what you'd expect from a former Saturday Night Live cast member, but Wiig gives a refreshingly natural and understated performance, single-handedly giving the film its quiet charm.
If none of this week's new releases have you reaching for your remote, you can check out a more retro title like Disney's animated Hercules, Tarzan, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, or The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, or some schlock like The Toxic Avenger, Mr. Majestic, and the bizarrely fantastic Motel Hell.
Well, my pick this week is a no-brainer. I've always loved The Muppets, and Muppets Most Wanted is a fun-filled new installment in the franchise.
Motel Hell is a beloved horror cult classic that is finally getting a well-deserved Blu-ray release. It's not a perfect disc, but it's a definite improvement over the old DVD.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for football drama and more teen romance. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and moviesHateYouToo.com.
Until next week,
it takes all kinds of critters to make Farmer Vincent's fritters.